Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
Dollar stores are great.
Yeah.
For certain things. There's a list of things that you should be buying from the dollar store because you'll actually save some money.
Okay.
And there's a list of things that you should probably avoid buying at certain dollar stores.
Oh, God, I need this list so bad.
Okay.
I get lost in a dollar store. I'm one of those people.
Where were we before dollar stores came up? Like, where did we get things like gift wrap and bags and stuff like that?
Where were we? We were in a dark, dark place.
The world was a very dark place before the dollar store came around. Right? Because that's where I think most people get their gift wrap, their 100%. The party supplies,
and
the tissue
gifts.
Paper, and the gifts. ibuprofen. Apparently, if you get that from a dollar store, it still is effective.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they sold that stuff there. Great. Either.
Cleaning supplies.
Are good? I mean, do they have like the stuff that's like environmentally... I'm such a snob. Environmentally friendly. It doesn't...
I'm not sure. I guess it would probably depend from like company to company.
Yeah.
But it's worth a look there, right? Obviously, we know balloons.
Yes.
Right? Greeting cards.
Yep.
Super cheap there too. I find that greeting cards are just way too expensive now too. Like the regular ones, you spend like $8 on a greeting card.
Or more sometimes. Dude, sometimes $10.
That's too much.
Go to Amazon, buy a stack of blank ones and just give those out.
Yeah.
That's what I always do now.
That works too. Salt and spices. This is something that I learned recently just firsthand.
You should?
You should get them from the dollar store because we have this, what do you call this? One of those crank type things, the Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
The rock salt.
Yeah.
Very expensive if you buy it from like a grocery store. If you go to the dollar store, it's like $2.
But is it actually, I always just assumed it was like expired or
no,
gone like, bad or it's not a good spice.
There still are like things that they have to abide by. They can't sell things that are going to kill people, right?
Yeah. It's just like that package that says do not eat. They just put that in as Himalayan salt. You know what I'm talking about? The salt that's in here.
That's
murder. Okay. Continue.
What are things that you should not be buying from a dollar store? The list is not as long, but they say that tools, mm-hmm. because the quality and durability, not necessarily as good as you would find at like a Home Depot.
Okay. You build a house out of dollar store tools.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Electronics and electrical cords.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was always told you could buy an HDMI cable from the dollar store and it's the same quality as something that you would get at one of the big box stores.
I read a couple articles and research for this segment and it was hit and miss.
Okay.
Some said that yes, you can save money, but the quality is not as good. But you certainly don't need to be spending the, you know, $60, $70 on an HDMI cable that some places are charging.
Right. Batteries? Are batteries on the list? Does that count as electronics?
Batteries is on the list of things that you should not buy from a dollar store.
Oh.
Because, again, the quality, the durability, they could leak and damage your gadgets.
There goes my Durabell.
Your what?
Durabell batteries. You
know? It's like Duracell.
Oh, I was like, what?
These inner geysers. Okay. Close enough. Let's buy them.
Wake the fun up.
Wake up.
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.